The Wisconsin Elections Commission says conservative activists trying to recall Assembly Speaker Robin Voss have officially fallen short of the signatures they need. It's Thursday, April 11th, and this is Wisconsin Today. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, the Biden administration wants a federal court to reconsider an order shutting down a pipeline crossing the Bad River Tribe's reservation. And a group of high school students are learning about media literacy through a video game. Stay with us.
Wisconsin Today makes staying current on Wisconsin news easy. You can enjoy these 10 minutes of statewide news with context thanks to community support. Join in now with your gift at wpr.org/givewitoday.
State election staff say conservative activists who were trying to remove Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss have officially fallen short of gathering the signatures they need to trigger a recall election. The Wisconsin Elections Commission vetted thousands of signatures that were turned in March by Burlington resident Mark Snorek. There was an added challenge because the state's old legislative maps and Voss's old district were declared unconstitutional by the Wisconsin Supreme Court in December. New voting maps passed by Republicans and signed by Democratic Governor Tony Evers place Voss in a new district. In the end, WEC staff tallied signatures from both districts and a third seat and found there weren't enough signatures in any of them to force a recall election. The full Elections Commission is scheduled to vote on the recommendation today. Snorek launched a second attempt to recall Voss just 3 weeks ago. The Biden administration says a federal court should reconsider an order to shut down a pipeline crossing the Bad River Tribe's reservation within 3 years. As Danielle Kading reports, it's part of a years-long battle between the tribe and Canadian energy firm Enbridge.
Last year, a federal judge ordered Enbridge to shut down Line 5 within 3 years on tribal lands and pay around $5 million for trespassing where its pipeline easements expired. U.S. attorneys agreed in a brief filed in federal appeals court that the judge was right to find Enbridge has been trespassing, but they say the ruling didn't adequately compensate the tribe or fully consider effects on U.S. relations with Canada. They want those issues sent back for further review. The chair of the Bad River Tribe said he's disappointed the federal government didn't call for an immediate end to Enbridge's trespass. An Enbridge spokesperson said shutting down the pipeline would negatively impact businesses, communities, and millions of people who rely on the energy delivered through Line 5. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Small pieces of plastic are the most common litter found on Great Lakes beaches, surpassing cigarette butts and all other types of trash. That's according to a new report from the Alliance for the Great Lakes. The environmental advocacy group gathered data on the types of trash picked up during more than 14,000 beach cleanups over the last two decades. Olivia Rita authored the report. She says microplastics have already been found in tap water, wildlife, and even human bodies. And it'll take more than just consumer changes to put a dent in the pollution detailed in the Great Lakes report.
We definitely need a systemic solution to address it. We need to reduce the production of single-use plastic and also hold plastic producers responsible for that waste that their products generate as well.
The report found that 86% of all the litter collected by volunteers in the last 20 years was either partially or completely made of plastic. The Milwaukee Film Festival is getting underway today. Evan Casey has more on the event, which includes more than 300 films from 61 countries this year.
The festival will take place at four movie theaters in Milwaukee across the span of 15 days. Kara Ogburn with Milwaukee Film says there's something for everyone.
There's shorts, there's features, there's fiction, there's documentaries, there's things that kind of fit in between those binaries.
The festival comes on the heels of the COVID-19 pandemic, which changed viewing habits and led to the permanent closure of many theaters across the nation. Lisa D'Apolito is the director of Sherry and Lamb Chop, which will be shown on opening night. She says festivals like Milwaukee's help keep people interested in the art of filmmaking.
And film festivals really, really are keeping theatrical viewing alive.
The festival also includes panels and Q&A sessions with filmmakers. It runs until April 25th. Evan Casey, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Coming up, teaching media literacy to high school age students can be difficult. One way to reach them? Through a video game. That's coming up in today's Wisconsin Life. Stay with us.
You tune into Wisconsin Public Radio for news you can trust, conversations that draw you in, and music and entertainment that make your day better. The largest source of funding for everything you value on WPR is listener support. Join the team that makes WPR possible. Become a sustaining member. Make an ongoing monthly gift and share WPR with your entire community. It's easy to sign up at WPR.org.
And finally, it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCullum with a story about high school students learning about journalism through a video game.
We live in a time when fake news permeates social media feeds and partisan coverage blasts through some cable news channels. Teaching media literacy can help people wade through the disinformation and become critical news consumers. As Christina Leffring tells us, a video game created by UW-Madison's Field Day Labs aims to teach students to become more media literate.
This is the sound of a room full of newbie reporters having a very rough day.
I was fired for assaulting a crane.
Why'd you do that?
Spray it with pepper spray or run.
Why would you get fired for that?
Because I had to go to court or something because it was very illegal.
To be clear, Marshfield High School student Angel O'Brien Weber was not fired, and no cranes were assaulted. She and her classmates are playing Headlines and High Water, a computer game where they guide Elle Benjamin through her day as a rookie reporter at the fictional Twin Lakes Gazette. The city has flooded on the day of the Cherry Festival, and Elle has a limited amount of time to report and turn in stories about the flood. Similar to Choose Your Own Adventure, students like Jesus Mireles decide whether she helps her neighbor catch her loose chickens.
I lured him with food. That's pretty smart, by the way.
Absolutely.
Where to go and who to talk to. In Sarah Sharma's case, she got stuck on the phone with the town busybody, Fred.
Tell my stupid cat for 45 minutes.
The goal is for students to turn in stories.
Your story isn't going so well.
Stupid Fred.
Hopefully good stories. On time to her boss. Sarah Gagnon from Field Day Labs, the Madison-based company that created Headlines in High Water, says initially the journalists were given budgets.
All the journalists that we talked to, like, immediately reacted, and they're like, we don't have money. Like, right. We have time. That our currency is time.
Early decisions in the game affect outcomes later on. If Elle eats breakfast, she has more endurance. If she socializes, her interactions with people later on are more fruitful.
You need to have endurance. If you have to stay up really late, or you have to have tech skills, or you have to be able to earn people's trust.
Lindsay Whiting learned at least one valuable trick of the trade.
Food is the way to their hearts. If you bring them food, they'll tell you stuff.
But all students at some point run out of time.
Actually, one thing that has been really funny during all the testing with the kids is that it makes them so angry when people won't talk to them because they don't have enough trust. Or they feel like it's very unfair when they run out of time. And I'm like, oh, I'm sure journalists feel that way too.
They also have to find the right balance between facts, anecdotes that add color, and pictures. Joe Nyman turned in a breaking news story that was all photos and is now working on an article on wetlands.
I don't think my entirely picture article would have flown for the science one because that one required more factual evidence, mm-hmm. which makes sense. Mm-hmm. Because if it's a science article, it should not just be pictures.
The bigger goal is to get young people to think about news and its quality beyond whether it's real or fake.
News isn't like perfect or fake. It's always going to be critiquable and something that we have to be questioning and engaging with.
Joe Nyman came away thinking about credibility and the quality of information.
Sometimes you have to fact check what other people say. So if someone says something and you're not quite sure about it, you have to go and check other people just to make sure that it's a good quality quote.
And hopefully it'll get some students to think about maybe becoming a journalist one day.
I don't like this
job.
There's
some new chickens in here.
I'm quitting.
But not Jesus.
I'm going back to farming. I don't like this job. I hate it.
Even if these students end up being farmers, teachers, or anything other than a journalist, hopefully they come away from this game understanding and appreciating the work journalists do. To not only get the story, but get the story right.
Christina Leffering brought us that story on the media literacy video game, Headlines and High Water. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook and Instagram. I'm Maureen McCollum.
Love that story and love being able to bring you Wisconsin Life on a Thursday. We had that interview with a member of the Milwaukee Dive team yesterday, so figured, hey, let's bring you Wisconsin Life on a Thursday today instead. That'll do it for today's show. Thanks so much for joining us for Wisconsin Today. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producers today were Mallory Chang and John Davis. Like I said yesterday, hit subscribe, tell a friend, do whatever you got to do to help spread the word. You know we appreciate it so much. Have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.